Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. In the background, you're hearing a little bit of Lumberman, the Lumberman in town, performed by Alyssa Schneckenberger. And Alyssa is right here in the studio with me, along with Bethany Wakeman, her guitarist. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And long flight yesterday, I take it.
Yeah, yep, it was, but we survived and we're really happy to be here.
Where did you get on the plane, exactly?
Originally, we started out in Boston, Massachusetts, but
8 a.m.
at 8 in the morning, well, at...
Oh, so like noon, Alaska.
Okay.
Although my day actually started the night before when I drove to Boston from Brattleboro, Vermont, which is where I live.
That's your hometown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Bethany, you are from Boston.
I live in Boston.
Okay. And Lissa and Bethany are going to be performing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the Sitka Performing Arts Center, also doing a fiddle workshop tomorrow at noon at the Blatchley Music Room. And Lissa, you guys are sort of doing an Alaska tour, right?
Yeah, we are. We're doing a little route. We're going to be in Juneau on Sunday and then Fairbanks on Tuesday. So luckily we have a couple of days off in between things so that we can see the sights and enjoy Alaska while we're here, which is I'm really looking forward to.
Is this your first time to Alaska?
This is my first time to Sitka. I've been to Juneau once before, might have been maybe 8 years ago, and I was in Anchorage last year. But this is my first time with Bethany.
This is my first time in Alaska.
All right. How do you like it so far?
Beautiful weather.
Did you bring your raincoat?
I did.
Okay. How did you two get together? I didn't see Bethany in the credits in your latest CD.
She plays on the newest CD. She's not on the song CD, but she is on the dance CD, which I'll have to grab you a copy of it.
We've got it. Yeah.
It's been really fun to play with her. We have a bunch of mutual friends through the folk and dance music dance community. Including one of my former fiddle students who Bethany worked with at a folk dance camp in Massachusetts called Pinewoods.
Right.
Is that all correct so far?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. So my former student Amelia is also in a band with Bethany, and so we started sort of hanging out at various parties and friends in common around New England.
All right. And talk about small circle in the traditional music community. There is a connection between you and Crooked Still, which played here in the fall, or I guess in the spring of this year.
Yeah. I actually went to college with a bunch of those folks in the Boston area about 10 years ago. And so I was sort of around when they were all getting together as a band. And I'm now not only their original and biggest fan, but I'm also married to their bass player.
Corey.
So, Corey DiMario plays bass with them. And also, occasionally, we can get him out to play on our records, too.
And how often do you and Corey actually see each other? Do you have to, like, I don't know?
Rendezvous at various points. Sometimes. It's... Being a musician is sort of seasonal work in a lot of ways, and it calms down a bit more in the winter. January, February is usually pretty chill, and of course it's always more hectic in a year that you release an album. So there's always a lot of give and take and sort of an ebb and flow, but we really do enjoy spending time at home together when it comes around.
And that's in Brattleboro.
Yeah, in Vermont. Yeah, so yeah, actually we just had a week at home this past week, which was really great. And we enjoyed our wood stove and cooking sort of fall, wintry meals. It was really, really nice.
Do you guys ever play together?
Yeah, we do. As I said, we get to record together, and occasionally Corey will come out on a tour. I think he was out last summer with us in Denmark and Sweden when we went to Europe for my a month or a couple weeks.
Yeah, he comes along on the cool gigs.
I just wonder if, traditional music marriages are anything like Hollywood marriages. You don't see Brad and Angela in a movie.
Right, yeah, they're all different parts of the globe. It can be like that. I think everybody kind of works it out in their own way.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the music. We were chatting a little bit before we went on the air that you're acquainted with April Virch, who played here, and April did, she was quite forthright about her Ottawa Valley roots and the step dancing thing, which was just amazing. But when I was first introduced to you musically, Lissa, the person who sent me your music said, Lissa's very traditional, but she's got more of a kind of a contemporary angle going on the music. Is that an accurate kind of characterization?
Well, I think it's hard to have perspective when it's your own music.
Yeah.
But it could be correct. I do really enjoy playing a lot of traditional old tunes. Like, together we've been doing, especially with this newest record, we've been doing a lot of old dance tunes that are from New England, mm-hmm. and native sort of to the Northeast states, but that actually go back hundreds of years. A lot of them have roots in Europe. A lot of English or Irish or Scottish tunes that were brought over with the first wave of immigrants and then were sort of stolen and co-opted and developed into more of a New England thing, to kind of go along with the dance style and the new culture there, but we also try to change a lot of the old traditional repertoire to fit the modern folk context and to make it sound a little bit like what we'd want to play in this day and age.
Yeah, and in some of the information on your website, lissafiddle.com, LISSAFIDDLE, lissafiddle.com. I was reading that there has been kind of a revival of traditional music from the South, and you're 100% behind that, but you were concerned that some of the folk music of the North might somehow slip, you know, between the cracks.
Yeah, well, it's a style of music that I really love, and it's something that I've played from my whole life, so in some ways, it's really exciting to get to bring a lot of these old tunes out to people that might not have heard them before.
And you had good folk music roots at home, right? Your mother mother and friends
sort of
brought you in.
My family are very, very supportive, folky people. And my mom has a bunch of musician friends, and there was a lot of music around as a kid growing up.
Yeah. Bethany, is that true of you too? Deep folk tradition in your household, or are you a black sheep in a rock and roll family?
No, my whole family plays, not necessarily folk. My mom was really into early music.
All right.
But I have brothers that play fiddles and cellos.
Do you ever get together as a family? Thanksgivings must be great at your house.
We used to play a bunch as a family, but Thanksgiving, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There'll be some tunes.
That sounds really great. Lissa and Bethany, you guys are going to be putting on a fiddle and guitar workshop tomorrow at noon. I'm wondering, what should we say to people listening to encourage them to come out? Just speaking for myself, you know, the idea of pulling out an instrument that you're just kind of maybe beginning to explore, or something that is kind of just, it hasn't been your greatest passion in life, but you'd like to learn more. And the idea of bringing it out and playing with people who are pros can be a little intimidating. What do you say to those folks who might come out to a workshop like this?
Well, don't be scared. We won't bite. We don't really know what to expect either. I hope that people do come out and bring their instruments, because it would be really fun. It's a really great way for us to meet people in the community, and I really enjoy that aspect of it. Connecting with people in a participatory way is really cool.
Is it something you routinely do when you travel?
Yeah, I really love teaching, and we try to do workshops whenever we can. We've got another one in Seattle, I think, next week, and maybe one in Juneau, depending on if there's enough interest on this coming Monday. But so we try to fit them in when we can.
Okay.
And if there are people that are, you know, at different levels, we can try to cater to that, depending on who shows up, and just go from there.
All right. The more the merrier. That's noon tomorrow. And Lissa Schneckenberger and Bethany Wakeman will be performing tomorrow night at 7 at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. You can get tickets at sitkafolk.org online, or you can go to Old Harbor Books. I think tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for students and seniors. There'll be a little bit more at the door, so purchasing them early is good. And you all brought your instruments, and you're going to play during the Good Day Radio Show with Susan at 9 o'clock this
morning. We're going to stay pretty close here.
Okay. That'll be fun. Lissa Schneckenberger and Bethany Wakeman, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We'll go out with a little bit more of whatever I had on at the beginning. Lumbermen in town.
This program comes from Sitka Physical Therapy, with physical therapists Eric Speck, Paul Collum, Bridget Hitchcock, and Alicia Peavy, offering rehabilitative services including post-operative rehabilitation, job analysis and workplace evaluation, and massage therapy. Sitka Physical